Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good day.
Saint Germain, in our book that has just come out, The Refounding of America, there's a section, Teachings to Free Humanity from Tyrants. And in that section, we have a teaching that refers to the Nuremberg trials at the end of World War II. And I'd like to read this one short paragraph. The Nuremberg trials at the end of World War II, which cost some 25 million lives, exposed many of the horrors of that war, but most refused to acknowledge the occult training and evil intent of the Nazi occult bureau. The world was not ready for a serious public investigation into occult rites, rituals, and initiations that took place. Is the world ready now to know such forces exist within humanity and are at play again in your world at present? That was a question you posed. Just the other day, I was watching cable television, and there was a wonderful documentary, wonderful in the sense that it was so informative, on the major role that the occult played in the whole Nazi movement in Germany. So many of the horrors of the Nazi regime, including the concentration camps, were all motivated by the occult teachings. So I thought we would talk about it today. And the first question I had for you is, how would you define the occult?
It is taking energy through your individuated soul plan and manipulating it into a dark fashion. Depending on the soul plan of specific individuals, they can work with light energy or they can work with dark energy. It is part of your free choice and will in being human, which is often unique to this particular planet at this particular time. So individuals who are receptive to this dark energy find master teachers who initiate them, not unlike the initiations of your ancient mystery schools, which worked with the light. But even then, with the ancient mystery schools, some of them became corrupted, and what was once light became darkness. Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. Obviously they must be still around. So what occult forces are at play now in our world?
Anytime you speak negatively of yourself or another is a dark force. But there are individuals who make it a life's plan, if you will, to work within what is called an antichrist capacity, Christ meaning soul, attempting to mitigate the true intention of the human soul to ascend. There are individuals who resonate with this particular frequency and wish to participate within it as a part of their soul growth. But they will eventually come to the light, for there is no other expression of existence than light. The darkness that they are choosing through their free choice and will to work with is simply an absence of the light. But through the absence of that light, they will eventually know the light. Do you understand?
Well, is the occult influence showing up in our politics or the politics of the international scene right now?
Not exactly. What you're having with your domestic and your international politics at this time is a combination of ignorance and greed, ignorance often transmuting into stupidity.
You know, when we were talking about the election of Donald Trump, you mentioned that the hidden forces which control the planet had something to do with his election. Are the occult forces connected to those hidden forces which control the planet?
They dance around him. They see him as a possibility of a puppet in your vernacular. But he has actually not been fully initiated into that darkness through his lack of resonance with it. What matters to this individual is monetary gain and power. And he will attempt to achieve it through any means possible. Truth and righteousness and divinity has nothing to do with his actions. He is immune to them. Does that help you?
Well, that seems very clear from the Mueller report. If the Mueller report revealed anything, it was what you just said.
And this particular report has not actually activated justice yet.
No, it has not.
That will be up to your Congress. That will be up to your populace in your 2020 elections, whether they can continue to resonate and discern with the corruption, with the untruths, or not.
Well, you know, as I was watching the document, the program on the occult influence on the Nazis, it was so horrifying that I was concerned about whether or not we needed to be aware and to, and the question always comes up, what can we learn from that experience? What can we learn from that experience?
The question to ask yourselves is humanity really ready to accept and to understand that this occult actually exists? The reason it was withheld from the Nuremberg trials is because the individuals at play thought it would diffuse the responsibility of the court. And it would come off in something, in your vernacular, of a witch hunt that individuals could not understand. So the information was completely withheld. The documentation of the occult training that the individual called Hitler and those who supported his regime exists in great detail for those who wish to ascertain it. The channel that we're coming through now is completely aware of these documents.
So, what is the wise thing for us to learn from the experience?
To know that it exists, to know that you have a choice between the darkness and the light, and your free choice and will. The channel that we're coming through now made a decision in this incarnational cycle. He had many opportunities to work with darkness, which he had in past lifetimes, and made a conscious decision that that would not continue or take place at this time. It is an individual decision for each and every one of you.
That formula, responsibility equals consequences, seems to me is related to this as well. In your first comment, you said that every time, I don't remember your exact words, it was something like every time we make a negative judgment about someone or something, we contribute to the occult or the dark forces?
Yes. You do.
So we have to take personal responsibility for how we're living our own lives.
And listen to the silent conversation that you're having with yourself in relationship to yourself, just not how you're speaking of others. That silent, unspoken thought can be the most damaging of all.
You're talking about those unloving, fearful thoughts that we have?
That are never spoken, that condemn the self, that negate your divinity, that negate the path that you're on, that you are in perfect resonance with where you need to be at this particular moment upon the path to the destination of your divinity, no matter how it may seem, to surrender and trust to this truth and this process. I had to go through this multiple times for my ascension.
So instead of worrying about the occult, we should be paying more attention to something as powerful and fundamental as what's that tape that's running in our own heads.
Which is a reflection of the occult. The occult feeds upon that and is attracted to that within the individual and his soul plan. And it is that attraction that allows that darkness to come into the soul plan of that individual. Like kind attracts like kind.
So we need to pay a lot of attention to the energy field we create, because we attract that same level of energy to us.
And again, the most important way to begin that is the silent, unspoken thoughts and emotions you have with yourself, whether it's about yourself or directed to another.
Well, that comes back to your teaching that we create our own reality through our emotions, our thoughts, our words, and our actions.
Can you accept, beloved humans, you are the creator creating all the time? If God is all there is, you are it.
So our big job is paying attention to what we are creating.
Accepting it.
Yeah. Well, you gave us plenty to digest with this one. Thank you so much for your wisdom, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.